Terrific. Terrific country, Australia, I tell you. Really. Got on famously with them all. And I found a couple of things which... well, this one in particular was... I was delighted to find. From your previous response, actually, some of you may well be aware, for quite a while now, I have been collecting motor insurance claim form statements. Right? Some of you know, fair enough. The thing is, I found some more in Australia. That's what I'm getting into. What I'll do, obviously there's quite a few people who haven't the faintest idea what we're on about. What I'll do is, I'll do a few English ones first, to sort of give you the idea of how it goes and what the reason for it all is. And the thing is, if you drive round in cars and on bikes, you have accidents, right? And when you have an accident, the insurance company sends you one of these silly claim forms, right? Which is it's always very silly, with lots of silly questions like, what's your name, where do you live? They've sent you the damn form, surely. And things like, how fast were you going at the time of the accident? And everybody puts down 28 miles per hour. And on the back is a big empty space, right? And it says at the top, give in your own words a description of how the accident occurred. And this is where you get your chance to write your version down, right? Which is totally different from everybody else's. But when people have had accidents, they're, you know, pent up and frustrated, and they're trying to blame anyone but themselves. And they write things down which they don't actually intend. And these are genuinely, and people do ask me, these are genuinely what people have written on their claim forms when they've had an accident and sent into this insurance office in London, and their extracts taken from what they've written. Things like, I ran into a stationary tree coming in the other direction. I bumped into a lamppost which was obscured by human beings. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I haven't got. The accident was caused by me waving to the man I hit last week. I knocked over a man who admitted it was his fault that he'd been knocked down before. Now, I have literally dozens and dozens of those, hundreds of them almost. So you can imagine my delight. I've been in Australia about a week, right, and I'm reading some local papers and things, and I come across this. This is an actual photostat of what I found. And much to my delight, they have exactly the same system in Australia as we do. And they write more or less the same sort of things that we do, right, only much better. These are Australian motor insurance claim form statements. The pedestrian had no idea which direction to run, so I ran over him. I told the police I was not injured, but on removing my hat, I found I had a fractured skull. The bloke was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. I had been driving for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel. And this is my favourite of all time. I saw a slow-moving, sad-faced old gentleman as he bounced off the bonnet of my car.